In the previous episode, we brought to light the IJAN, the CRC, the League of British Jews, the Shomer Emunim, the Toldos Aharon, and the True Torah Jews. Just a handful of the voices within Judaism whom strongly oppose Zionism and the Zionist entity. The number of voices is still so overwhelming that we considered it just and fair to devote another few episodes to show more of Judaism's noble voices whom are bravely defending their faith against Zionism. If we don't show you, no one will. Let's continue to disassociate Zionism from Judaism from the very statements of the followers of Judaism themselves. The Haredim. The political and demographic strength of Haredi Jews continues to grow dramatically day by day, both in Israel and in global Jewry. Their ardent and uncompromising devotion to their principles, together with their prodigious birth rate, virtually assure that the Haredi community is and will continue to be a major force in shaping the Judaism of the future. According to a December 2017 study, the number of Haredi Jews in Israel exceeded well over 1 million, making up at least 12% of the population. Professor Menachem Friedman, a leading expert on the Haredi community, concludes, "It is very likely in the very near future that the Haredim will become a majority in Jerusalem, and they will gain control of Jerusalem from the social point of view." According to an article dated October 2018, in Israel, the anti-Zionist ultra-Orthodox sentiment is dangerous because of the very real foreseeable possibility that in a few years, Israel will not be able to defend itself from within. One such Haredi force is the Orthodox Council of Jerusalem. The Orthodox Council of Jerusalem, also known as the Orthodox Jewish Council, the Ida Hachareidis, the Congregation of God-Fearers, and the Ida Haredit, is the powerful umbrella body of Jerusalem's Orthodox Jewish community. The council was founded in 1921 in the decades preceding the illegitimate birth of Israel, the Zionist monster, by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and Rabbi Yitzchok Yerushem Diskin. When the Zionist State of Israel was established in 1948, the group's struggle against Zionism greatly intensified. The council and its members was and is made up of Jerusalem's Jewish residents, especially the Old Yishuv, Jews who resided in historic Palestine under Ottoman and then British rule. It is estimated that they now number in the least several thousands of affiliated households. The council's members are noted for their strong opposition to the Zionist state, which they see as fake and causing ideological and religious corruption and deception among Jews worldwide. In the council's stance, Zionist Israel's shameful international standing, the threats to the Zionist state's illegitimate existence, and its countless enemies, including the council themselves, are all proof that the oath to God should not have been broken by these Zionists, and that Zionist Israel should have never been created. They consider the Zionist state as the reason for the world's aggression towards Jews worldwide, and consequently it must be eliminated. And according to news outlets, it, the IDA, has declared an ideological war against the heretic Zionist government. Chief Rabbinate of Israel. Under the patronage of the British Empire, the Zionist movement chose to create a new Zionist rabbinical hierarchy under their newly created Chief Rabbinate of Palestine. This Chief Rabbinate of Palestine was to be the official representative of Palestine's Jews, which later on conveniently became the Chief Rabbinate of Israel. In 1921, the Zionist zealot Rabbi Abraham Isaac Cook, the ideological adversary of Rabbi Chaim Sonnenfeld, became the first chief rabbi in the British-sponsored, Zionist-created Chief Rabbinate of Palestine. Fortunately, the Orthodox Council of Jerusalem was established prior to the establishment of this chief rabbinate by the Zionist movement, and the council strongly resisted these heretical moves and opposed the new British-created illegitimate Zionist chief rabbinate. After the illegitimate founding of the Zionist state, the Orthodox Council of Jerusalem refused to be affiliated in any way with the Zionist entity and its evil institutions. And to this very day, members of the council strongly oppose the Zionist Israeli state, Zionism, and even the Israel Defense Forces. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Rabbi Sonnenfeld was named the first Af-Beis Din, known as the Master of the Court, referring to the position of the superior rabbi in the rabbinical court. The rabbi held this great position until his death. He was also the author of several books on Jewish law. In 1873, Rabbi Sonnenfeld traveled to Jerusalem. This was in the pre-Zionist period when the Jewish community in the city was referred to as the Old Yishuv. There he became an aide to Rabbi Yehoshua Lieb Diskin and helped him run an orphanage. In 1891, he was instrumental in establishing the Batei Ungarin Quarter, one of the earliest Jewish neighborhoods outside the Old City, now part of Mia Shearim. Rabbi Diskin was a firm opponent to Zionism, and Sonnenfeld followed in his footsteps. They didn't object to Jews settling or living in the land of Palestine, but they were vehemently opposed to the presumption of setting up a state without the permission of God. When Rabbi Yehoshua Diskin died in 1898, Rabbi Sonnenfeld took over his role as leader of Jerusalem's Haredi Jews and as head of their rabbinical court. In 1921, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and Rabbi Yitzchak Yerushem Diskin established the Orthodox Council of Jerusalem. Rabbi Sonnenfeld's tenure as Af Beis Din saw the weakening of the Ottoman Empire's control over the land of Palestine and subsequently the British gaining control of Palestine in the British Mandate of Palestine after World War I. Rabbi Sonnenfeld was well known for his unyielding opposition to political and religious Zionism and to the official rabbinical establishment of the Zionist movement, the Chief Rabbinate of Palestine, headed then by the Zionist Rabbi Abraham Isaac Cook. Rabbi Sonnenfeld tried his best to convince the British not to go forward with recognizing a Zionist rabbinate, and over time he filed various petitions of complaint against the Chief Rabbinate. But the British, who were working hand in hand with the Zionists, paid no attention to the legitimate Jewish chief rabbi of the legitimate rabbinical court, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. This episode was just an introduction to the rapidly growing Haredim, whom pose a very serious threat to the existence of the Zionist venture. But there's still much more to come, so stay tuned, because in the next episode, we conclude the opposition to Zionism at the hands of the Haredim.